Let's keep the energy. This is what I want. I want, even if we're talking about the stupidest shit on the planet, which is every single episode, I want the energy to be there. I don't want this staring off into space bullshit. Like, you just did that for 2 seconds.
I was looking over there because I was like,
you're like, eyes went in the back of your head. Like, oh, fuck.
Wet ass energy.
I like that.
Way.
We're not making acronyms for everything. Fuck.
Yes, we are. Oh, fuck. Bro. Yo, come on.
Holy shit. You're so stupid.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I gotta pee before we start.
You're a mess.
By the way, we're recording, but fuck it.
It's all good. We'll keep it in. Wet. That's the title of the pod. Wet ass energy.
Damn, you sit in that chair, you can get wet. All right. This is episode 28 of the pod.
Welcome, welcome,
welcome, welcome, all you COVID-19 quarantiners out there, just trying to find something to do. What else is there to do than watch some podcasts and listen to the podcast
at the same time and try to sync them up?
Yeah, that's impossible. We don't do that nowadays, but
I mean, sometimes we struggle to sync it up.
Light of this house is on.
Well, yeah, it's great lighting for the video.
I say turn those off.
We don't need this one.
Oh, yeah, you can keep that one off, but the rest of them we're keeping on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the stage here. What's your name, guy?
Oh, hello, fellow podcast boys,
wow.
Potters. My name is Ian, Mr. Harry the Podcast King Hicks.
Wow.
Harry Potter. That's what they call me.
My name's Abdul, the professional mechanic Ahad.
Okay.
My name's Jake, Photosynthesis Hall, because all right. I'm all about that green.
Damn. All right, bro.
Yeah, so what's going on, guys? It's been too long. I feel like the fans are almost forgetting about us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been forgetting about us.
Yeah, I know. Like, what's been going on? Like,
it's not as consistent anymore, you know?
It's just...
times are different.
I don't know, man. It's hard to talk about stuff going on when there's nothing going on.
Very true. I mean, yeah. We just kind of been bullshitting around.
We need content. Let's hop on a plane and fucking get some content.
Like, where's the content?
I'm living in a limbo. Every day is harder to find a smile.
How low can you go?
That was actually a really good reference, because the other day I was just sitting in my room, just staring at my ceiling, not really understanding what I was doing. Yeah. I honestly almost felt like I was just like talking to someone that wasn't there.
Damn.
It was really deep, emotional, but then at the end of the day, I mean, I was just sitting in my room doing nothing.
You guys got some magical shit going on in this apartment.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's all good, bro. I'm just sad in other ways.
Oh, true.
Oh, fuck.
I was just going to reach out to J-Rob over there. If you ever find yourself staring at the ceiling, having like an existential crisis... I'm just right there, bro. You can talk
Thanks,
to me.
Thanks, no, because I actually did. It was very existential for sure.
He's just on the other side of that wall, just mm-hmm. doing his thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you guys out there have had one of those moments before, but it hit me hard because I was just trapped in my room and couldn't do anything about it. It was one of those days. But the good news is that we got something to, you know, upgrade the apartment, get the vibe going a little bit. Maybe.
Oh, are you talking about what I hope you're talking about?
I'm not talking about the wet seat out in the back. I'm talking about something else.
Talking about this bad boy right here.
This guy.
Courtesy of Lori Hicks.
Actually, my aunt got it for me. Inga, shout out.
Courtesy of Inga.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, I was like hoping you'd take it away because it's your speciality.
Okay, so if you're watching the video, you can see me kind of petting it as I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
But this right here is called a Lamberger. That is spelled... like a lamp with an E at the end, and then burger, but the U is an E.
Right.
So, Ian, what is this Lamberger?
So, essentially what it does is it cleans the air and also leaves behind a nice fragrance.
What's the fragrance we got going
right
now?
Right now, I got aquatic wood in here.
Oh.
Now, I also have two other scents, fresh wood and the one that came with it. I don't remember the name.
I know what everyone's probably thinking. They're probably like, what the hell is aquatic wood and fresh wood? Let me tell you that when you sniff this stuff, the one thing you think of for aquatic wood is indeed like wet aquatic wood. There's nothing else you could put or point.
Come by to the crib, smell it, and then leave. Cause fuck
you.
We gotta have the whole quarantine.
I don't know, man. When I think aquatic wood, there's two things I think: either a forest when it's raining, or a swamp.
Well, it's not the latter.
Yeah, because it doesn't smell swampy.
It's beachy, dude. It's like you're at a beach with like flowers and shit it's by called the beach.
Yeah, it's called aquatic wood, but I smell some blue.
Yeah, you need to leave that at the fucking door. Whatever the fuck you just said.
You know, you ever just like...
No, I kind of get what you're saying. No. Okay.
Like a floral... Okay.
Yeah, like...
But like a floral thing, but like, you know, whenever you go get your fragrances, like your Airwick or whatever the hell, and the packaging is blue.
This is a light blue.
Yo.
Okay.
He knows.
Think of it this way.
I know.
If you're sniffing aquatic wood, you are not smelling red. I will guarantee you will not smell anything.
There's blue on the... now you're getting it?
On the package, it's blue.
But when you sniff
this... That's what I'm saying.
Do you smell any red? Do you smell any green? Maybe a little green, because, you know, green's a little citrusy, you know?
Yeah.
But you won't smell any red, for sure. There's never going to be red in aquatic.
This is mad blue right now.
It's definitely blue. Matches the vibe, I think.
Like, if I was going to sniff, like, yellow, it'd be really, like, it's like soury, citrusy, like, oh, like lemons. But if I'm sniffing blue,
bro, that's orange.
Okay, that's like an orangey yellow.
That's orange. But, like, yellow, I feel like it's... Oh, man, what are those? I can just imagine the flowers on the packaging.
Oh, like buttermilk, almost.
Yeah.
Like a buttermilk
flower. I don't know
any
names for flowers.
I don't know either. I tried to be, like, fucking... Power Ranger guy over here.
Buttermilk?
Yeah.
Is it not a flower?
I was just going to let him slide.
I don't know. So, back to what this thing is. Come on.
The fans
need to know.
Basically, so my mom got one for her house. Probably for Christmas, I think. Mm. And her house has been smelling pretty lit lately. And I was like, yo, let me get one. And then, you know... I guess she remembered because she told my aunt to get me one for my graduation. Oh, yeah, graduated. But anyways, about the Lamborghini.
The more important topic.
The more important topic.
Oh, congrats, by the way.
Thank you. But now we're all graduates.
Yeah, man.
Now we can't.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, now we can't be like, yeah, dude, it's school today or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
None of that bullshit.
None of that. But yeah, Lamborghini.
What scent's your mom rocking?
Dude, she's rocking right now. It's like some citrusy thing.
Nice.
Forgot the name of it. They all have cool names.
So
like,
orange.
Yeah, I was about to say. It has to be like an orangey,
well,
like red,
not,
maybe.
It has orange in it.
Yeah.
But all the names for the scents are dope. Like, I can't think of any other than aquatic wood and fresh wood. But
you mean like the episodes to our podcast?
Yeah.
Also very unique and always great.
Yeah.
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 So, this Lamborghini, it lasts for like 90 minutes, right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
Per cycle?
Well, so you can let it burn, but it burns through this oil pretty quick. So, I don't like to just let it burn. I usually let it burn for like 30 minutes and then I cap it off.
I'm really glad we got this thing for the apartment because someone told us our living room smelled like pizza the other day.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Who said that?
Who'd you have over here?
I have my anonymous sources.
Wait, who was over here?
I have my sources.
No one's been at our house.
I have my sources.
Somebody snuck into your crib, bro.
Let me just say that I'm glad we have the Lamborghini to protect us from the odors.
We haven't even had pizza.
He sounds embarrassed.
I'm very embarrassed.
I was very confused when I heard that as well.
Jake sounds embarrassed, almost like it was a girl or something.
I have my sources.
Damn.
Just take it as that. I'm glad we have the Lamborghini.
You had a girl over here, and you didn't clear it with the boys. I didn't meet her, and like I didn't give her the fucking ocular pat down. Take her temperature before
what
coming
an
in,
ocular pat
making
though?
Sure right, she that, doesn't have any weapons, bro.
Okay,
that could be taken very differently.
And making sure she has fat,
huh?
Jugs.
I didn't know you were going to go there.
I was not expecting that.
I thought you were
going to
say features.
So that's
maybe
what the ocular pat down is. This motherfucker out here looking for jugs.
I know. I'm checking jugs and
What's weapons? Jugs and weapons.
So if you come into this house, prepare to have your jugs evaluated.
Jugs and javelins. Ocular. Looking out.
This dude has a handgun, so don't mess with him. Yeah, I'm just letting the homies know, dude. We gotta keep it clean around here. I know. I got you.
Take to the the dishes.
I'm not really talking about the dishes. I'm just talking about the atmosphere.
Okay.
I mean, that's what that's for, bro. Yeah,
that is the atmosphere.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's not the whole thing.
Damn, maybe. I don't know, man. So I'm thinking. I got a theory here.
Yeah.
Pizza. And sauce. Pasta and sauce.
Oh, dude, it smells like pizza because you eat pasta all the time.
I don't know if this is the right woman for you.
We'll get it fixed. That's why the Lamborghini's here. Okay. Right?
Pasta or this bitch?
Oh, my gosh.
Because there seems to be a conflict of interest.
See, here's the thing. What if she just never comes back because fuck her for saying that her house smells like pizza, first off.
She's not welcome here again.
She could have been like, she could have said something like, you guys should get a Lamborghini. Have you heard of a Lamborghini? And then I'd be like,
I'd be like, wow, she's very cultured.
Yeah. But instead, she just outright.
If that's actually the reason, like, I'm going to be kind of pissed that we didn't get that thing sooner.
Yeah.
Well, at least we have it now. Ian's aunt, for getting that.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So in other news.
What do we got here?
Yeah, what's all this other stuff here?
Oh, well, you're about to mention something
else. I think
something
he was
else.
About to say it.
Yeah, in other news. A little part of my soul is gone.
Oh, no.
I got all four of my wisdom teeth out.
I didn't know teeth held the soul.
Oh, it does when you're trying to eat chicken and rice every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's weird because they had already grown in perfectly, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a cavity on my top left tooth, mm-hmm. and the dentist was like, listen, bro, we can get that one out, or we can just get all your wisdom teeth out. And I was like, just send it all. And, yeah.
But you didn't have to get them out?
Mm-mm. Like, not ever. Like, I just, because I had a cavity on one of them.
Damn.
Like, my wisdom teeth were straight as an arrow, baby.
I've got my top two rear ones coming out. Right one's still kind of in there.
This dude's feeling his mouth right now.
Left one, I think, is a little bit more out. And the bottom ones, they're not there.
Yeah, but they're not there?
They haven't shown themselves.
That means they're probably like sideways in your mouth. You need to go to the goddamn dentist, bro.
he's like, don't have them. Yeah.
Hold on, where do your molars stop?
I don't know.
I don't fuck. How am I
maybe
supposed to?
He probably has them in. He just doesn't know.
Maybe they are there because like, I don't feel a lot of space behind.
Yeah, they're in there, but they're straight. They're straight. Trust me.
Let me see. No, you ain't got them on the bottom. Let me see the top. I can see a little bit of them on the. They're not all the way in on the top, but there's a little bit.
So there's two molars on each side at the back, right? Or is it just one?
I don't know. I have mine out.
Yeah, then I don't think I have them.
Oh, shit. Well, you're lucky.
That looks similar. I'm counting the teeth in your mouth while I'm counting mine with my tongue.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyways, how was your experience, Jake?
You said that so depressingly. Like, you actually care or you don't care?
I think it's because we were on a weird vibe there. So we're going into the sedation.
Yeah, so I was pretty scared. I was pretty nervous to get sedated. It was the first time I ever got sedated before. I don't know if you guys have ever done it. You got your wisdom teeth out, so.
I also had eight surgeries on my leg.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, I went in there feeling pretty confident, and then they started strapping me up. Like, bro, what the? Why do they need all that shit? Dang. I didn't think it was going to be like this
big
operation.
Flailing around.
Yeah, bro, they strapped me in like I was some like sardine. I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm going to die. And the worst part was I sit down. Some dude's like fiddling around with the blood pressure thing.
Blood pressure.
Yeah, so he puts that on. Everything's cool, and like he's a young guy, right? Pretty young dude.
Is he handsome?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, not gonna lie. Yeah.
Cool.
And then he starts fiddling around with like the where to put like the needle in my arm so they could get the what is it like the tube in there so they could put the sedation stuff in. He starts fiddling around with that. Some lady comes up to him and is like, hey, let me handle this. Like, this is my job. So there's like three different people around trying to do shit in my body. Lady comes up with the needle, puts it in there. Like, she's like, okay, let me see your arm. She puts it in at first. And I'm like, okay, like, that was really quick. And then she couldn't do it. And she was like, wait, squeeze your arm so I can see the veins better. So then I squeeze her arm. She's like, what the heck? Like, these veins are so, like, well-defined or whatever. I was like, I don't know.
So, I was going to ask if she said something about your veins.
No, but then she goes up and she's like, okay, that's better. And then she tries to stick it in again, and it doesn't work. And then she's like, hey, have you used, like, have you stuck needles in these veins before? Like, ever?
Damn.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I had something in my mouth. I was like, no? Like, what? And she starts looking at the dentist like worried. I'm like, yo, what is going on? Like, this lady thinks I do like heroin. So the dentist was like, let me do it. So then she shuts my like my right arm, and it's like bleeding a lot because she like poked me like three times. The dentist goes to my other arm, and look at this.
Ooh. Ooh.
Dentist goes to my other arm, and then he's like looking for like the veins. He's like, yeah, damn, these veins are huge. I'm like, I know. She told me. They're the same on both.
Right.
And then he sticks it in. He's like, yeah, damn, like, this is hard to, like, get in because there's a lot of, like, I don't know, space, like, could, like, mess up. See, I don't know.
I've had that experience with getting, like, IVs in.
Yeah.
Because, like, apparently, like, nurses are, like, they want you to have veins that stick out.
Yeah.
But then I come in there with the veins popping, and yeah, they're like, yo, I can't do this.
That's exactly right? What happened, yeah, bro. I'm sitting there. She was like, damn, your veins are so big. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be butter. She's going to put that in.
You think it'd be easier because they're like popped out.
No, I agree with that totally. Like, I feel like I've had a similar experience. It always ends up being like that. Like, oh, bro, they're right there. Just put the shit in.
That's what I was thinking.
But, like, you can see them. But, like, then at the same time, how is it for, like, people who have more fat on their arms? Like, how do they do that so easily?
I don't know.
Or is that a different experience entirely?
They were worried about, like, if they poke it too far or too much, like, it could bleed so much because it's, like, out. There's no protection from blood, like, getting out.
Yeah.
That's just a theory of mine. So when he put it in, like, really soft, and he was, like, slowly inserting this thing, and it was, like, hurting, like, really bad. Ooh. I was like, yo, like, this is super awkward because this thing's hurting like a motherfucker.
Whatever.
And then he said, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, go.
Then he said, squeeze your fit, like your arm, while he was putting it in. That's like the exact opposite of what you do, right?
Dude, I usually don't get like weirded out by stuff like this, but your description of this is making me uncomfortable.
I'm squeezing my arm while he's putting in. I'm like, yo, this is the exact opposite. I'm supposed to be chill.
Right.
And I guess he said squeeze to make sure like it stays. I don't know, man. I was freaked out. And like, then that's when my heart started beating a lot and I was getting nervous as hell.
I'm actually dead.
Damn.
But yeah, whenever I was in the hospital for like 8 days, like they had IVs this arm, and then like this arm got too many holes in it, so they put it on this arm. What they put it down here. They put them on the top of my hand. Damn. Shit was ignorant.
Oh my
God. Dude, I just never been exposed to that many people surrounding you, and no one was trying to calm me down.
Oh yeah.
Everyone was like, do this, do this. No one was like, oh, like it's going to be great. Like they were acting like they were really like nervous, like, okay, we got to do this, and I was like, sitting here, shouldn't you guys be like, it's okay, Jake?
I feel like you should relay this to old boy. Just be like, listen, man, I'm just going to tell you about my experience real quick. What the fuck?
Well, okay, that part was bad. But then when they started putting the like the sedation stuff in my arm, he was chill. He was like, dude, just let it take you away. And I was like, all right, I'm a fighter. Fuck this. I'm going to try to stay awake as long as I can because I ain't no bitch.
Right. Right.
But then, dude, that thing just snapped. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really fun.
Hmm. So you're good now?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It bled like a lot, dude. Hmm. It bled so much.
Damn, that sucks.
You'd use like gauze and shit and like...
How many days has it been?
Like 5.
Yeah. So you recover?
Yeah.
You're talking a decent amount.
It took me a long time to recover.
Didn't you say you, because you were
I got like, dry sockets. Straws? I got dry sockets, and then like I kept getting shit, like food stuck in my shit, and I'd have to like get it out, and it sucked.
Yeah, I've been on this like mouthwash shit lately. It's been helping a lot. But like, I don't even know if I feel like I sound a lot different just because I can barely like move my mouth.
No, you're
much.
Good.
But yeah, really good experience. Except for me getting like abused on my veins.
Very yeah. good. So I was thinking, you know how like in Europe and shit they say mum instead of mom,
right?
And I was thinking, why don't Americans say mum?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about it. Try saying mum in a redneck accent.
Mum?
Wait.
What? I just said it.
It just sounds weird.
Going down there, you're under mum. Mum.
Mom sounds better.
Mom.
I mean, that's just because traditionally.
But in a redneck accent. Mom yeah, doesn't like, sound right.
There's parts of this country where people aren't rednecks.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's not like. It's
yeah,
just
but,
like,
you know, we started over here.
yeah, but like, the whole North, though, yeah, they just say mom, mother.
We started over here. All right, listen, that's all you need to know. We started over here.
Okay.
Virginia was huge, and ever since, it's come down into a shitty state.
There you go.
Fuck Virginia.
No, dude, you just lost like all of our fans for Virginia.
What's wrong
are you kidding
with Virginia?
Me?
Virginia's,
are you joking me, dude?
Virginia's the worst for speeding tickets and stuff.
That's one thing,
bro. Dude,
that's all
dude,
it takes.
Dude,
bro. Mountains
lost.
Are lit.
That's all it takes, man. The mountains were lit.
We used to go there and get lottery tickets before it was legal in North Carolina.
Wow. Well, fuck Virginia for the reasons mentioned before.
Okay. All right, fuck Virginia. This is the Fuck Virginia podcast.
Hell yeah.
No more on the island.
What's that? Don't tread on me bullshit.
Wait, what?
That's a Virginia thing, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I have a weird story that I'd like to tell that happened to me like 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago.
Sure, man. As long as I get to talk about me working on my car, go for it.
All right. Yeah, we have plenty of time. So I didn't feel like cooking today, so I went and got Chipotle. And I had to run a few other errands, like getting our drinks for this evening. And I was at the stoplight, and it was pouring down rain. And I saw this guy, and he just had, like, an umbrella, but he was walking. And I was like, damn, that sucks. But then he came up to my window, and I was like, fuck. He's going to ask me for money or some shit. It would be like, and he's like, so I cracked the window, and he's, like, giving me this bullshit about something that he needs a ride, and then the light turns green, and I'm like, fuck it, just get in the car. So he gets in the car, I go, and this dude just won't stop talking, bro. Like,
damn,
I would already be sketched out. I wouldn't even give him a ride.
Well, I had the gap, bro. It's, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I was about to say that's the only reason you picked him up is because you know you have a weapon.
So he gets in the car and he just starts talking, like, doesn't stop. He's like talking about his situation, and I'm like, damn, this dude's life sucks. But like, so I'm just like driving, and I'm like, dude, where the fuck am I going? Like, you gotta tell me where I'm going. And he's like telling me, oh, you know where this is? And I was like, nah. He was like, oh, well, you know, it's like near this. And I'm like, I still don't know where the fuck that is. Just tell me where to go. And he's like, all right. It ended up not being that far away, but this dude would not stop talking, right, about his like situation. And just like how shitty his life is, and I'm like, that sucks, bro. But like, you know, I don't.
But
care.
I gotta.
And then, so I have my disc golf discs in the back of my car. He's like, "Oh, dude, you play disc?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Oh, cool." So we get to his house, and he's like, "I was gonna do it for free." But
wait,
he
has a house?
Yeah, he actually lived in a pretty decent house. He just didn't have a car. For some reason. Well, that was like a part of the story that I wasn't really listening to because he just kept talking.
Right.
But so we get to his house and he's like, I don't have any cash on me, but I can cash app you. I was expecting to do it for free.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, sure, you can cash app me. So then he cash app me like $10. And then he was like, yo, so if you ever want to play disc anytime, like, I'll give you my number. And I was like, sure, but like, I don't want to ever text him.
Dude, you better play disc with him.
But he's also the manager at apparently the Food Lion that I go to all the time, so I'll probably see him at some point.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why is his life so bad then?
I think he's just not very good at relationships, from what I heard.
Damn, that was bro. That was your one opportunity to really just to be the therapist counselor for the day.
I was not expecting that.
Like we have that opportunity sometimes where you could be that guy.
I was that guy. I just listened.
Actually, that's
all he needed.
Yeah, maybe.
Listen, man, I'm proud of you. You're the type of person that would never do that shit.
I know.
Without the gat.
That gat's making you a better person already.
If I didn't have a fucking gun on me, I would have not even opened my window.
But you did feel good after, didn't you?
No. I just felt like I gotta tell somebody about this because this was weird.
Dude, you told me this before the podcast. I thought it was gonna be some crazy like, oh, he got in the car, I had to pull the gat out.
Like, get out of my car.
I had to just lay him out. I killed a guy today.
Seriously, you're like, dude, the crazy shit happened to me. And you put the bag down. I was like, all right, I'll see where this is going.
He had an umbrella, man. I don't know what to do.
But like, dude, you got to hide me. Like, I got to leave the country like, or some shit.
It's like, damn, weren't we just talking about this a couple podcasts ago?
You're gonna awkwardly see him at Food Line. And it's going to have that awkward eye contact.
He's going to be like, hey, you played disc anytime recently?
No.
He's going to be like, no, he's going to give you that awkward stare where it's that I texted you 10 times and you still haven't replied stare.
No. I didn't give him my number. He gave me his number, and he was like, if you want to text me, you can.
So it's going
to
be that awkward stare of, I gave you my number, and you never texted me.
Damn, now he's
going to
be sad about you not texting him.
Well, it was bad. Dude, I felt really bad because whenever he gave me his number, he was like, yeah, I don't have any friends. And then he stopped for a second. He was like, I mean, I have friends. I just got out of this long relationship, and I kind of lost a lot of friends. And I was like, damn.
Oh, my goodness. Damn. I respect him for trying to get back up on the friend game.
Yeah.
The best way to do it is we're inviting him on the pod next week.
And he won't stop talking.
Hey, perfect. If he asks.
No.
If he says anything like, hey, do you do anything other than disc? You better slide the pod somewhere in there for the exposure.
Okay, I will. So we can get one,
we'll,
one more.
We'll take
listener.
The risk of him wanting to join the pod next week, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah, but you just talk shit about him.
I didn't talk shit. I just said he was kind of weird, but everybody's kind of weird.
All right. Yeah. That's fair.
I've never done that kind of stuff, though.
Shout out to my man. Hopefully he gets some friends. Did you even ask him his name?
Yeah, his name's... I don't want to dox the boy.
Well, just his first
name. I already told him where he fucking works.
Yeah. That's enough. I think the nicest thing I've ever done to someone like asking for stuff like that is I gave a homeless dude like a half eaten like Wendy's chicken sandwich.
All right, bro. That's you're a saint.
A half
but
eaten?
But I felt really good about it because it wasn't money.
Bro, I remember back when I was at Haven, I went to go get some Za one day and some dude was like asking for some help. I was like, bro, you want to grab like a slice or two? It was still like warm and shit. I was like, you got it, dude. But, like, I always prefer – I always tell myself I want to keep, like, some kind of snacks in my car, like a big box of, like, granola bars or some shit. Just, like, anytime I see a homeless dude, just give him a granola bar, you know?
Do you do that?
No, I want to, though. And I
can't
tell myself.
You told me that, like, a year ago. Yeah, why aren't you doing it?
With all my DB, me, Stubbs, and Nick did that Chick-fil-A thing. It was lit.
Yeah.
That was lit. Yeah.
I was trying to be a part of it, but it's Jake was so impatient to do the right thing.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I was working that day too.
Oh yeah. So I got a lot done yesterday on my day off. Honestly, days off now are so nice because I'm just grinding at the airport and there's like hella cars that are just like moving all day long. And
you just put your big boy pants on and got to get some shit done.
Yeah, I'm walking like 10,000 steps a day while fasting with no water and shit. It's just like, bruh. But we're almost there. Ramadan's almost over. But yesterday, freaking finally got around to replacing the headlight on the Honda Accord that my dad fucked up. So, like, I went in, took off the whole bumper, took out the light, and, like, got it all out. And then went and put the other one in, and I put it all in my story. And it was really like it was cool learning the car.
See shit in your story. I was like, this dude's on the clout grind today.
I had a couple people who were like, damn, that's a lot for a headlight.
You had one person talking shit.
Damn, who?
You know who? Who always talks shit?
Who's talking shit? Jake, were you talking shit?
What? No. You know, one of our old roommates. The only. Old roommate. Well, he definitely doesn't listen to the pod, so Stubbs.
Oh, Stubbs is talking shit?
He was like, why is he working on his own car? That thing is nice. Like, I would take that shit to the shop. And I was like, so you would rather spend like $700 compared to like $150?
I literally only paid for the light, which was $350, and yeah. I did all of the work myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, Stubbs. Just because you can't work on your own shit. I can work on my shit even if it's new, bitch.
Damn.
Just because your AC hasn't been working in like 2 years.
Yeah, fucking sweaty ass.
But anyways, go on.
you fix your car. Boom.
Yeah, I fixed it. It was dope. But it was very satisfying to get it done. I ended up breaking like a bunch of freaking like little clips because they're always shit and they shatter.
Yeah.
But like clips are replaceable. Like plastic clips are like $5 for like 20 of them. But I got it all done. It was really cool. I'm glad I got to do that.
Dude, you need to hook me up with those windshield wipers again, man. My shits are awful.
What do you mean? You didn't buy them that long ago.
I know, and they're awful again, dude.
Well, you know, that's one of the services that I will offer soon. So,
bro, you just...
I got you.
I want to evaluate them first because they're Bosch, bro. They shouldn't be
dude,
that
no,
bad
they're
now.
Bad. They're awful. We can do it this weekend. It's going to rain. I'll show you.
It's raining now.
Yeah.
All right, we can literally do it right now.
All right.
Cool. All right, fuck the pod. Let's go. All
right, aloha.
But, like, yeah, dude, I had a satisfying day. It's nice when I get to do something and just, like, chill. And I recorded the whole thing so I could, like, make a YouTube video out of it. So anybody in the future who wants to do it can watch my video and know how to do it.
Get the cloud up.
Get the cloud up.
Exactly. The all caps title.
Are you putting the podcast link in the description or?
I mean, I could.
Okay.
Sure, man.
Please.
But like, yeah, I'm gonna put it on my YouTube channel. I even got some time lapses in.
Oh shit!
So it's gonna be like it's gonna be like a proper video.
Wow. Has to have the clickbait title.
Yeah. No.
What?
Just like
how to replace every part on the Honda Accord.
I'm just gonna put 2018 Honda Accord bumper removal / headlight.
Nah, this is too big. It's too big. Replacing headlights on your car, all caps.
You will believe what happened when I went to replace my.
You won't believe what happened with my headlights, dude. Yeah.
You won't believe who was bitching at me for replacing my headlight.
And then it's like a picture of you in the thumbnail, and you're like this, like
it's Stubbs in the background,
like a huge question mark in the middle, and like your car is just on the side.
No, your car is blacked out, like a silhouette.
Damn, it's probably funny shit to make clickbait.
And you're just like yes do that.
Damn, clickbait sounds fun. No wonder everybody does it.
Yeah,
I know damn well we don't do it.
Big facts.
You won't believe what we talked about on the island. We should start doing that on the YouTube.
What,
like mega clickbait?
Just make like a thumbnail with mega clickbait.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
just have like for just saw your wang, just have Ian with a blurred out crotch, just like.
Are you guys saying you want me to spend more than 5 minutes editing the pod?
Maybe.
Oh man, boys. Oh wow. Man, oh man.
I think it's almost time for our segments of the week.
Wow, jingle.
What do you fuck with?
What are you fucking with? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I'll go first if you want.
Yeah, go first.
I'm fucking with. Drum roll. Cliff jumping.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, I thought about it after you invited me. After I saw you went, I was like, shit, I could have just hung out like in the water and not jumped.
Oh, you wouldn't want to hang out in the water. It
no?
was like 40 degrees.
Oh, damn. All right. Never mind.
All right. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Do you want to elaborate on it or just?
It was just fun. And I'm probably going to go again.
When it's warmer, or just
it doesn't matter.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Fun regardless.
Nice.
We'll finally get the content this podcast deserves.
Yes.
Oh, we're drum rolling for everybody.
Might as well.
Ramen noodles.
Your
damn. What flavor?
Chicken, bro.
That's
classic.
True. That's the only.
Yeah,
is that the orange
flavor?
One?
Yeah.
But what I did when my teeth were messed up, made the ramen noodles with the chicken, put the rice in the ramen noodles.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
See, Abdul, what do you...
What you can do with ramen is say fuck the flavor packet and just cook the ramen and then put like chicken in the ramen.
Yeah, like chicken that you cooked, like you were eating earlier.
That way, no it's not sodium. Like, well, still a little bit of sodium, but MSG. Not like 2K MGs.
Affirmed.
Yeah. I'm fucking with. Wait. I'm fucking with Avatar The Last Airbender.
Dude. Retweet.
That show. Bro, I was waiting for it to come out on Netflix. I was like, oh shit, we're in there. So like, I've just been chilling, laying in my bed, just watching it. Like, just binging that shit.
What's the big fly thing's name? Like, Appa?
Yeah.
Appa.
Big vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a huge vibe.
So, big Airbender vibes.
Shout out Netflix. Finally getting on. Getting on the jammies. It's one of the most popular ones on there right now. Yeah. But you know how it always has like a top ranked?
Top 10 in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I respect it. Nice. I'm like, hell yeah. People know the wave is here.
Dang.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Rap lingos?
I don't have anything unless you want to do it.
You got something?
No. Oh. Well, no. I just wanted to say that I've posted on Instagram for like the first time.
Damn, are you trying to get even more likes on this
pic? It was like an actual like fit pic. Like there was no bullshit about it.
Right.
It was just me literally just trying to flex.
No, you were bulling, bro.
Dude, and it got more likes than any picture I've ever posted.
Oh my God. How many we at?
132. And I got hella comments from bitches and shit.
I knew.
Hell yeah.
Bro. I knew the moment you posted, I was like, he tried his dick off.
I saw that picture and I was like,
bro.
Bro, who's mad? That's what I commented.
Dude, I was like big dick energy. I was big wet ass energy on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good energy.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So flexed up on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Jake's already standing up, so I guess it's over.
Yeah. He's about to say aloha, just standing.
Does everyone know that once the COVID-19 shit ends, everyone's going to have that wet ass energy.
Wet ass energy, baby.
Wet ass. Big up. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.